We have one communication item. Would you please call the item?
Item 53, request of Charles Johnson to address council regarding civil rights case and settlements.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, President Fish. Don't get attached to that phrase.
Good morning, commissioners. I am Tricky Dick Nixon, and you would all be a perfect fit for my cabinet. That's based on your vote last week to go against the legal opinion of the public prosecutor. Some of you might infer that I'm not the biggest fan of DA Underhill, who allows killer cops to go unchecked. However, the issue right now is that just like Dick Nixon's cabinet and legal team, you prefer CYA over the USA, and you prefer them over my fellow citizens. It will be a sad day for all of us Portlanders if we vote to return any of you to office when your primary concern is covering up 25-year-old secrets under the silly pretext of city government deserves eternal lawyer-client privilege. Malarkey. We have a right to know what we paid the city attorney to do, and the fact that you would hide behind the risk that, oh my gosh, the city's insurers might have to pay out some money if the dirty laundry gets exposed in court, reflects poorly upon your moral character. I do want to note that not as issue of moral character, but of legal practicality, Commissioner Novick did not vote to pursue the Underhill Bartlett decision. But it's a sad position for us as a city to be in 2 days after we've celebrated the birth of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. I was very pleased to hear Amanda Fritz on KBOO Radio as she spoke at Highland Christian Church, joining the community to celebrate the open government and diligent advocacy for human rights and civil rights that Dr. King embodied before he was assassinated. So I hope that you will reconsider that sacrifice is sometimes necessary. Sometimes we must sacrifice, oh my gosh, the attorney-client privilege of the city council from 25 years ago and do the right thing. Thank you.